From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In California yesterday, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed into law what has been jokingly called the Dead Celebrities Bill. It essentially says that famous people can pass on the rights to their image to anyone they want, and the right exists even if they died decades ago. As NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, it's an issue that's come up lately because of a lengthy legal battle over Marilyn Monroe's estate.
Milton Green met Marilyn Monroe in 1952 when he photographed her for Look magazine. They became friends, and for a time, Monroe even lived with Green and his wife Amy. In this 1954 TV interview with Edward R. Murrow, the star sat next to the couple and talked about the time a writer introduced her to Green.
"And I saw the most beautiful pictures I'd ever seen. And I said, I'd like for this photographer to photograph me. And he says, well, here he is. And I turned and looked, and I said, but he's just a boy."
Green became one of Monroe's favorite photographers, and he left the many pictures he took to his son, Josh.
"Well, when you add it all up, out of the 52 sittings, there's about 4,900 images that cover that four-year period."
After his father died, Josh Green began restoring the Monroe photos and licensing some of them. But there was a problem. Monroe had left most of her estate to her acting coach, Lee Strasberg, and it then passed on to Strasberg's widow, Anna, who barely knew Monroe. Over the years, Strasberg has carefully controlled how Monroe's image is used and also reportedly made millions of dollars off it. What ensued was a legal battle that's lasted almost as long as Monroe's career itself. Strasberg's son David says the dispute boils down to one question.
"How can a celebrity's legacy be protected? And who can do that? And our contention has been that the person who they entrust their estate to is the person who should be able to protect them."
But earlier this year, two federal judges ruled against Strasberg, both in the Green case and in a similar one involving another Monroe photographer. The judges ruled that when Monroe died, she may have wanted to pass on the rights to her image to Strasberg, but there was no provision in the law allowing it. Jane Ginsberg teaches trademark law at Columbia Law School.
"If the right didn't exist in 1962, she couldn't have owned it, and therefore she couldn't have passed it on."
The ruling meant anyone was free to use the star's image, and lots of people did, says California State Senator Sheila Kuehl.
"All of a sudden on the internet, you saw advertisements very quickly for Marilyn Monroe sex oil, Marilyn Monroe underwear. I mean, a lot of stuff that you know, this was not about, and yet it opened it up right away."
A bill sponsored by Kuehl and signed by Governor Schwarzenegger yesterday would essentially reverse the court's ruling. It says celebrities who bequeathed the rights to their image to someone in their wills were entitled to do so, even if, like Monroe, they died decades ago.
"It's a property right. You know, I own my image when I'm alive. I can pass it on when I'm dead."
Kuehl says the bill is especially important right now because of advances in digital technology that allow advertisers to manipulate the images of dead people. But to critics like Josh Green, the bill is nothing less than an attempt to take away someone's property.
"Somebody else can't come in and take away your property. You own it. Your father, let's say, composed a piece of music. Now, all of a sudden, someone else is going to come in and say, we're going to take over your rights. I beg your pardon?"
Green's attorney contends that the bill signed yesterday doesn't apply to Monroe because she was actually a resident of New York, but that issue is in dispute. If a judge rules that she actually lived in California, it will sharply curtail Green's ability to sell the pictures his father took back when Marilyn Monroe was his babysitter. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.